The purpose of this meeting is, as we informed before, regarding the mobilization. As much as we know, we want to inform you what we have received information so far and the situation, what we are aiming at, and there's a very clear purpose and there's a clear goal for the mobilization, and the question, how can we from Finland participate in this mobilization, and what are the needs of the families who commit themselves, who want to contribute. Actually, as mentioned, it is really concerning all of us, just others, some people can go personally to their mobilization, but in a way everybody else, each one of us, internally to be mobilized part of this. It's a whole as our collective endeavor, and not only our here in Finland, but actually connected to the Europe. So we want to provide now all the necessary information that we have now and what we are aiming at regarding also financial matters and these kind of things, because we have questions that appear when we make a determination. So now this will consist of two parts. First, Mr. Josefsson will share something in general about this mobilization and various aspects. And then after that, I will share with you some practical points that are connected to this matter. So, first of all, I would like Mr. Josefsson to share some general things.
Also time is running. But we still we don't give up this idea. So we have walk out too. Then second, after, if UN doesn't walk out, then in that case, we need every type of UN, different organization. We don't walk in. So this means mobilization. Basically, we try to establish every type of UN. So inauguration in October, we have. In New York. Then at the same time, we can work out with UN. So in other words, before we dare to establish UN worldwide foundation, then according to the world of our Chicago Day, what foundation that goes, what is that force to restore? So special partners are now Middle East and Korean Peninsula. This is a most crucial phase in the case of because Middle East, this is a region conflict. Then we have through America, through Christianity, we have to solve this problem. Also, Korean Peninsula, same. Therefore, this mobilization is basically worldwide foundation we have established, and then this foundation must receive to be added. That's a further call, urgent, what important in the region short of this. So especially, seven provincial countries, we have one basically, Japan, Korea, they have no problem. Also, America, they are in there, no problem. But from Europe, this is a big problem. Not problem, but challenge. Yeah, challenge. Not to challenge. Therefore, in this meeting, or of course we have another meeting, we should work out how we can do it. Because also, don't see through our center, mobilization, this is basically key mission, clear, it's a very key mission. So, in other words, even though some people don't go there, but through representatives, we are there. Therefore, we have to find out exactly what we can do. So, I think that maybe he explained more structure, but I was kind of more specific information. Then, you can ask this.
So, as you know, the information went on. From Europe, we need to send 480 persons. And that means if we equally divide according to 35 nations, then that would become kind of 13 or 14 persons per each nation. And we can consider Finland to be an average-sized European nation in terms of membership, because there are many smaller nations, and they cannot mobilize that amount. There are a few bigger nations. And also President Trump called 4 days ago in the morning and said, this is really concerning all Europe, like in a common way. There are four provincial nations here, it makes that 480, but we all are connected in the same way. We are like one Europe, and it's a common European endeavor and offering. So, from us, we can think about, and also Tim Miller called also 2-3 days ago in the morning and said, please think in terms of out of two families, that means out of four adults, one person should go. And that means from every two families, one person should go. So we have to think in these terms, amount, how many should go from Finland, and that would be actually mean 10 to 12 persons from Finland. So, what we have been encouraging you to do for every family and to really reflect on their own to decide, can we go? So this is not so hard to think, you know, calculating, okay, they are maybe they can go or we don't, but then everybody has to consider ourselves. And, so already there are some families who really say, okay, from one person we go. And, so, question is, of course, first the desire that we want to attain, and also for everybody. So this is really collective as a consumer. So common, genuine endeavor and contribution. That by whoever goes is being supported by all the others. So we need to. Yeah, that's why we are asking now concretely. When you go, what is that you need for your family? Let's say from some family wife going, then means somebody has to take care of the children completely. And so then from another family, some volunteer can say, okay, I can support in taking a child, I can go there, be a morning time there, or whatever. What time of the day you can come, or you know, how and who will come and completely help. So then we can bring together all these needs and the offers, help that is being offered to me to match each other. And so for those who are going to America, and we got the information, primarily the work will be done in New York City and Washington D.C. And I think this morning also from European office, the flight should be to New York, and so okay, that's the place in New York, in those two cities, mainly those three cities, and what we have asked is for 40 days, but if somebody has a situation, cannot go for 40 days, can say only for 1 month, get free from your work, or can do part-time, then you can combine with others who are also going maybe to half of the time. And so please indicate, even if you cannot go for 40 days, then okay, I think you can go for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Then that is also absolutely a valuable investment. And then as a concrete question comes also the side of, anyway, first thing is the commitment and decide to support, because that is anyway what we are being asked for. And that's our offering to heaven. The dedication, then we want to find out the ways how we can support. Okay, in terms of health, or child care, or some other way. The second, financially. And so our goal from Finland is that from our movement, so we need to mobilize resources in order to pay for your airfare ticket. That would be something from 500 to 800 euro per person. With the present prices. That's one thing. Then there will be costs of accommodation and food in America. We don't know yet. Will they be provided there or not? So we have still open thing whether accommodations are being given from there and the food or not. And then there's a third cost that will come to the families where somebody who's working and earning money is that when somebody goes, then you will be lacking that money. So our idea, desire would even substitute maybe half of that kind of money, because you have to pay rent and you have to buy food and some other expenses while you are away. We try to find ways if there's some possibility to support also in those terms, and that we will still find out how much Unification Movement has money, and which way we want to mobilize that. Also, if there are some people who want to, instead of when they're mobilizing, they want to give a contribution. There's a specific contribution for this purpose of supporting another family financially. So this is really kind of a sharing equally, you know, our make a collective effort from Finland. Those who are going there really represent this nation. And that's why our offering is also is for the nation. That kind of time, and we have to think, you know, in those terms, it's going completely beyond our individual or family matter. It is we are representing nation, that's why we try to mobilize all the necessary resources. So that's what we're going to do, but there are still some more specific information that we need from European office. We have already indicated that before by email, and this morning I called European office and asked what is the situation about the common flight. So they are going to arrange as much as possible through one set travel, combined flights from Europe. Already a couple of brothers and sisters who are going there they arranged the ticket from Finland to America, but that was because they already made the decision, and to get the most inexpensive ticket as possible, they already quickly reserved and could get the ticket for about 540 euros. But there will be a concerted effort from Europe.
One question, what is the schedule? Do you know what is the practical day-to-day things being done in America?
Okay. From the information that I have so far, it will be much public relations work or witnessing on a big level, making the World Peace Council known, possibly visiting embassies, UN representations, maybe some other instances which our countries have, those countries, or making America publicly known about that. So the work will be in New York, that means there's the United Nations office, you probably contact the representatives of your countries who are in New York, and those who are working in Washington DC, that's where the embassies are, so embassies that will be informed and so. This is what I assume, but I'm sure, like in any campaign, there are many various kinds of logistical help that is needed, some office work, telephoning, and you know, some practical things, you know, maybe receiving some guests, and, you know, hospitality situations. So that's what I expect, that kind of work, according to what we have said so far. And the timetable is that originally it was supposed to start on the 10th of September, but the message that came lately, and also I've passed it on to you, it starts on 14th. September and lasting until 23rd, and 23rd, next 40 days. And so that will, then the event of inaugurating this World Peace Council will take place from 1st to 3rd, 1st to 4th October. And it's also coinciding with the 3rd of October holiday, which is a day of the nation of the unified world. So from content, also completely like that. Connecting with that, what's happening, and so Mr. Josephine said already that here there's a two things. There's this World Peace Council, which is really like a now father established his own organization with all our contact centers, peace and combined Christians and Jewish people and Islam in order to make that own body. And it was indicated in one of the recent emails that through this, an example of an organization, a proper administration will be established so that it shows how things should originate, according to original standards work. So it is really, at the same time, it's a big goal, but it's really possible to really say something that never existed before in terms of administration. And I can imagine that many of you who are going there representing our countries, you will be also representing in some form of in that administrational aspect. And we don't know. There might be just, and this is just my evaluation towards the future, that maybe some people will be asked even to stay more longer time there. But anyway, we are now focusing on the 40 days, and that is our purpose to fulfill now. Was that in answer to your
question?
So the 14th is the beginning day, and that means this week, those first ones who are going, we need to leave this week. Either, then we have to clarify very soon, so there will be all the time new information coming, and we'll try to keep you continuously, ongoingly informed, you know, what is updated suggestions, so please follow your email, but also we'll be calling by phone. Everybody who is connected, because really we want to help each one of you to really update what's happening and going on, so that you can again on your part make your evaluations and decisions for your family in a, as soon as possible. And some other aspects. Travel arrangements. Yeah, if then those who are going, then it's a question for instance organized with the children, child care, so please let me know if you have some resources that you can say, okay, our wife could come, you know, and have a look for that, or could make a checkup phone call them in the morning if the children go to the school, because in some times maybe children can already go by themselves, but you know, it's good to have some support. Anyway, whatever kind of thing you can support. Even small kind of contribution would be very valuable. Okay, this is what I know now, and as soon as more information comes, as I said, I'll be passed on. You have some questions now.
How many people have volunteered so far?
We have two people already decided, but and also three, four more people who are available to go depending on our conference.
So you have 5, 6, and the goal is 12.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of 10, 12. I want to think of this scale.
And one more is smaller.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So far, Roberto Narbo, Gudrun Hassinen, and then we know that either one, Josi Sumi or myself, and then you said Mari, and from Hyllinen family once for.
How about Mikkel?
Well, they are still visiting their relatives a bit. But I really feel high appreciation for these people who reflected and made that kind of a commitment by this time.
And there is one more person who I'm talking about. He expressed a desire, a desire to available to go.
Yes.
Okay, now it's a matter to see.
Yes.
Make me free to go.
So I have the impression what I talked with various brothers and sisters, actually quite many have said to them, okay, I'm willing to go, I want to go. It's just an question of maybe the more practical arrangement, but there's a desire and the will is there. So I really feel that that is really necessary. If you come from Finland, even 10 persons could go, then that would be incredible contribution. So far from all of the Europe, about 100 people have confirmed already to walk. So that means 1/4. And considering the time, it has been only 2-3 days time to consider, then I think that is very respectable, and more people, I think, soon responding. So we are informing every day the European office about how many people are coming from our country. Some other questions?
I think those who are calling, they for them it's like I think there is some church money like from this telling this Lepakoski.
Yes.
And also the boat.
Yes.
So that I think that those who call that there should be provided like also. Like the cost, what they
need
pay there, and yes. Also if somebody is working, that really like what they need from the work.
Yes.
Because that they can be free to go there and be free, like and someone already organized beforehand, not just the afterwards. Or even support you, but just beforehand that they can be
sure. They should be.
And I think this kind of moment. This kind of money should be used for that.
Yes. One possibility, one consideration is that we borrow for that money, but we decide that we will pay through over 1 year, we can pay that. But anyway, that's okay.
So, anyway, I'm talking about that.
Yes.
If the thing is, our Finnish movement, we can think about goal, as much as we can support. This is our goal, especially covering cost. As much as I use, I pay from our church. course, my goal, so our goal. But beyond that, this depends on community.
Exactly.
Depends on us. Because if we try to support more, then we have to create, for example, what I realize, oh, we have a personal community member. So in other words, maybe they don't create this issue personally. Or they have some kind of situation that they cannot come. I don't know. This is not just, but I don't know. So if we try to provide lots of support in a field, or we have to build community spirit, of course we have to. Also at the same time, we have to find out what is, how to ask, or how to support, how to react. Then, if community help this person, we can provide more. Also the money you mentioned, of course we try to use, but this is dependent on community, also setup, financial communication. But we can receive your suggestion.
Yes, yes,
yes. We can receive suggestion.
Yes.
This is not. We will receive suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Because we understand. We are single members. We are family. So, much different. When I give lecture about young members to receive it, I say, if you have a family, you are more different, I say. One sentence. Because I have to think about her situation. Before that, I just think about my own situation. So here, that's more difficult. That's why, as much possible, we try to support. It's important. So, some people can contribute maybe financially, or some people contribute time, their time, or space. Morning time, they can maybe do something for this family. Or evening time, they can do something. Or they can look for them. Or, so this is at the next level, we try to get the information at some time. We have to get those people who want to go. What can support, what can need.
Yes, that's right. Can I say something in this context? I know in the past that Kotler has supported church activity, and I know that Kotler is separate from the church, but what possibilities are there for financial support? Sorry? Because there can be different levels, like bank loans, check credit, or money.
Yeah, there are the companies.
Easier for the
We will have a financial committee, so all these possibilities and suggestions we will channel to the financial committee, and this evening the 6 of we will have a meeting here, and those matters can be discussed. So I think those details we cannot say until, but the ideas which also mentioned, we are aware of all these elements, and but like Mr. Jesusum said, depends also actually our the spirit of common heart which we are creating with which we can support. So I think that was the heart that we had in many of the big campaigns before, and I think if we can have the same heart of mobilization. In the beginning of this year, America made incredible mobilization, 2,400 people called Korea for 1 week. So they really mobilized and they fulfilled that goal, and they everybody with a really precious experience, many experiences. So I think this is the best course us to really do. If we can really meet that expectation, fulfill that goal, then a lot of extra kind of blessing that people feel some quite nice about but being able to respond, and a lot of good things can begin to happen on that day. Yeah, so yeah, just before you know, you can know that, but I think
if those who are going, that if they need something like not only money but something like other things, they could make a list.
Yes.
And others could see if they can in some
whatever.
It's also not offer something else, but we can, but also see what is if they have some special needs, then we could
write
down
so others can see. Mm-hmm. Yes. For instance, I think from the 1970s, when the second IOWC was mobilized from Finland, I think 7 or 8 people went, and Then at that time, many of us also joined that movement, and we heard, okay, they are going. So many of us, we just brought the money that we had, and we heard that they used to buy suits for them, sleeping bags or whatever, that era. But what I'm thinking now, that what you might need there is some laptop computer, very much you might need in order to have a proper communication, and you might be able to need to rent mobile from there, which works in the American system. This kind of needs may be very complete in terms of the effective there what they're doing. So I'm thinking also, what you said,
many of the families who stay here, what they need.
Sure. Yes, but,
yeah.
Sure. That's also an issue, yeah. Okay.
Right. But to know, yeah. And it's more easy if I think my work is here, like also put if you can help in some
yes.
Somewhere.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that's what we actually decided to take clearly those families who are going, take a list what you need, then we can see, okay, we can specifically ask for community, there's need for this and this and this, and then somebody can come and say, okay, this I can do, this I can help. So this kind of has an effective exchange of information. Okay, some other questions?
Okay. Yes, also that the daily cost in America should be already now, because they're going very quickly, so already now you should ask specifically European headquarters what will be the daily cost,
yes.
What accommodations can be there, because they can surely they can get a quick answer from the headquarters in New York.
Yes, this actually
so have to push.
Yes,
we
are
forward.
Yeah, I expect that this team some more information to come in this matter. But if not, then at least we will very clearly assure. I was thinking some concrete possibilities. Those who have a bank card, the person who's going there could say, okay, you can use bank card and we take care that there will be enough money for your daily costs, you know, so you can take dollars there. So it's, say, bank card, if somebody's a Visa, credit card.
Yeah, petrol money and it's time for traveling or just having been in Sunday service and you come home and then you should go again and all this. So please, you don't need to make any promises, but think about it.
Yeah, yeah, we have to consider many aspects we think so, but that's why we want to have this kind of general information meeting immediately after Sunday service, so that all from every direction can be a participant.
Yeah, but still I would like to be in the leaders meeting also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we can make it possible. In the future.
Mm-hmm.
Not today.
Okay.
Please consider.
Okay. Thank you very much. I share conclusion prayer and we can Sarange Hananim Aboni. Heavenly Father, we from Finland and together with your European brothers and sisters want to respond, Father, to your calling through the two parents. Father, to mobilize ourselves in order to support very significant and important providential step of establishing World Peace Council. Heavenly Father, we know that this will directly influence the advance of the providence and completely the peace for the in this world. Father, really, at this time, Father, we want to be available to you to mobilize ourselves internally and externally together with each other to become really one unit, Heavenly Father, because we are to realize one nation under God and under one true parent, Heavenly Father. This idea is beyond any previous dreams, and Father, we are in the midst of realizing that idea, and Father, we are challenged to go beyond ourselves and realize things that have never existed before. That's why, Father, we need a fresh and open and dynamic mind and a sense of heart of participation and contribution and sharing. Father, really we thank you for everything that you have given us, and let us materialize and substantialize everything that you have given us, and let us be what you expect us to be. Father, we can really feel joy ourselves through that, and together we can share the joy and the purpose together, and we can also bring joy to true parents and to you. Heavenly Father, this I come to you in conclusion of our information meeting on mobilization. I report in the name of Anne Hassan and Blessed Temple Family. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your time and participation.